Her apartment is on the third floor of a building whose elevators are as offensive as they are non-functioning. Elvira, her mother, her daughter, and her son all used to sleep in one room. But now the boy is older and has inherited the sofa in the living room, which doubles as his bedroom. The apartment has no closets, and there is little room even for the metal Woolworth's wardrobes. The kitchen is so small that there is no place for a table. So when the family must eat together, the sofa is moved, and a table set up in the living room. Elvira receives no health insurance from her job, nor does she receive a vacation or overtime pay. Her mother is only 60, and neither blind nor technically disabled, so she receives no social security or public assistance. Elvira's income, marginal as it may be, is too high for Medicaid. So Elvira works 14 to 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, and prays that no one will get sick. But because the windows of the third floor apartment keep getting broken, New York's winter always seems to take its toll in doctor bills, which each year are increasingly hard to pay. When Elvira was hospitalized several years ago, the Department of Social Services came to her rescue. The benefits came at a high price. The welfare is all waiting, with the children crying, waiting outside the office for hours in the freezing cold. Sick, hungry, waiting all day in the clinic, waiting to be looked down on, insulted, and humiliated. No, I'm not earning much more, but it's better than waiting. God willing, I don't get sick again.